USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It is going to take a miracle for Jacob Blake Jr. to ever walk again.
Attorney Benjamin Crump updating us on the status of Blake, who was shot in Kenosha, Wisconsin by police on Sunday. That shooting has led to some peaceful protests during the day, but the last two nights there has been violence and looting as well. Louisiana and the southeastern coast of Texas are preparing for Hurricane Laura. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying extremely powerful winds are expected to hit parts of his state when Laura makes landfall on Thursday. As for Louisiana, Democratic Governor of Louisiana John Bel Edwards says,
"This has the potential to be the strongest hurricane to hit since Hurricane Rita."
Residents are continuing to evacuate before the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalize or having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.